This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
Hey, can you guys hear something?
Yeah. What the hell is that?
It's as if the ground is ripping itself apart.
Well, it could be an earthquake.
Whatever it is, it's... getting closer.
What is that thing?
It looks like some sort of mobile drill.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
So do I. Maybe we should leave.
I think it's too late.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know, but I think I better find out.
Be careful, Captain.
Greetings. I am Captain Punch McNuttage. This is my crew. Who goes there?
It's only a group of bots. They seem to be quite harmless, Master.
Harmless? Perfect. If they are harmless, then they will make the perfect slave labor force.
Oh boy.
And now, the exciting conclusion. One more time, it's the season finale of Robots of the Company, episode number 413, What About Bob? Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
D, prepare these servo bots for processing.
Oh, yes, Your Eminence!
Now, wait a minute. Let's not be too hasty. We mean you no harm. We were just going on our way, which we will do, if you don't mind. Please.
It's pointless to beg. The Master will not change his mind.
Do something, Captain. I don't wish to be anybody's slave.
Hush, Zimtron. Let me handle this. Excuse me, Your Eminence?
Did he say something, Dee? Please, explain the procedures.
Yes, oh High One. You must never address the Master directly. You must obey without question. And you must speak only when spoken to.
Look, no disrespect intended, but who are you guys?
My name is Defunct, but you may call me Dee. The Master does, and I like it. That is my master, and now yours too, who is known as Cyber Khan, soon to be ruler of all things.
Well, it's real nice to meet you, Dee, but this must be some kind of huge misunderstanding.
Oh, I don't think so. You see, you are trespassing on the Master's planet.
Trespassing?
Yes, this planet is the creation of my master, Cyber Khan.
Cyber Khan created Bob? That's incredible! Why would he do that? And how, for that matter?
The Master is very resourceful. He was the chief scientific advisor and weapons designer for the company before he decided to go rogue and seek the company's destruction.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You mean this is the Cyber Khan? The outlaw Cyber Khan?
What other Cyber Khan could there be?
Good point. This is heavy duty. Look, we're no friends of the company. We just work for them. Before we got lost, that is. Now we're stuck here on Bob. All we want is to repair our ship and leave in peace. And we'd like to do that now. Would that be okay? We promise not to get in your master's way. Deal?
I don't think my master would accept any deals with former company employees. Sorry.
Look, Dee, seriously, we'd make terrible slave labor, and we'd make even worse enemies.
Do you threaten my master?
Oh, no. I promise you, it wasn't meant as a threat. We'd make poor enemies because we'd simply fall apart if Cyber Khan even looked at us. Please, won't you just let us go in peace? What do you say?
No. Sorry. If the master says you are to be slave labor, then you will be slave labor.
Oh, boy.
What the hell's that?
A It looks like some sort of jet. Have you any idea what it might be, Dee?
It is my master's arch enemy, Lord Ackerley.
Who?
He, too, wants to work for the company as their chief of security until he resigned. He has made it his life's ambition to hunt down and destroy my master and to stop him from carrying out his plan of galactic conquest. Lord Ackerley and my master have been fighting all across this planet for months now.
You don't say.
Oh, I do say. Let's watch the battle, and you will see how magnificent my master is.
Oh, sure. Anything you say.
Okay, guys. This is our chance to get out of here. It's the perfect distraction. Let's be very quiet while we make our getaway.
You cannot defeat me, Ackerley. Why don't you give up now?
Never. You know that I will never give up the fight, Cyphercon. Not until I have brought you to your knees.
Then the battle shall continue. The ultimate result. My complete victory. And your utter destruction.
See how powerful my master is! He fights with skill! Hey! Where'd you go? Oh no! The master's slave labor force has escaped! His greatness will not be pleased that I let them go! I must locate them!
We should be safe enough in here. It looks like a good hiding place.
Oh, excellent plan, Captain. So what now? We just sit here on our metal backsides and wait, oh, I don't know, for eternity?
No, we simply wait this out. It's like Dee said, Cyphercon and Lord Ackerley have been fighting across the planet for months. It's a big planet, and I'm sure they'll take their dispute elsewhere. Then we can get back to the ship, finish the repairs, and fly away before they even know we're missing.
Sounds like a solid plan to me, Captain.
Well, I have a better plan. If anyone is interested...
We're not interested, so shut up, Zimtron.
You know, you never listen to me anymore. In fact, I can't remember when you ever did. How do you know my plan isn't simply brilliant? I mean, most of your plans lately have gotten us into more and more hot water.
He's got a valid point, Captain.
Indeed. It couldn't hurt to listen to his idea, sir.
Could it really hurt to simply listen to what he has to say?
What have we got to lose, Skipper?
I'm with Paler and Keek on this. Hear him out, Butch.
Things couldn't get much worse, mon capitaine.
Looks like you're outvoted, Captain.
As much as I hate to admit this, I agree with GD, Boss Dune. Why not give Zimtron's idea the benefit of the doubt?
You guys seriously don't know what you're asking, do you? All right, have it your own way, but you'll regret it, trust me. Zimtron? Boy, I can't believe I'm doing this. Why don't you tell us your idea?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Well, I say we attempt to find a really large rabbit.
Oh.
See? What did I tell you?
But you didn't even let me finish.
Shall I tell him, or do you want the honor, Captain?
I'll handle this. Zimtron, shut up! Okay, now that that waste of time is out of the way, I suggest we get our bearings. I can't help but wonder what this place is.
It must be part of Dr. Grease Monkey's underground lair, right?
Not necessarily. Keep in mind, Dee said that Cyphercon designed this planet, which means it was built. Which also means, if it was manufactured, then the center of this planet is more or less hollow. This could be some of the inner workings.
So, if that's the case, what do you suppose this chamber is for?
Well, it seems to be some sort of laboratory or something. Boffin?
Oh, that's quite a correct assessment, GD. And it looks quite well stocked.
Hey, do you suppose the remaining parts we need to repair the ship could be found here?
Well, that's very possible, Kettle.
Right. Then I have a job for some of you. Boffin, you, Kika, Shinwife, Sphinx, and Payload, gather up all the equipment you think could be useful, and then get it back to the ship. Then get started on the repair work again. Meanwhile, GD, Squeak, Zimtron, and I will make sure the coast is clear. We don't want to run into CypherCon and that underling of his again.
And what if we do, Captain? Then what?
Well, then it will be our job to create a diversion and lead them off in the opposite direction while you guys make your escape with the goods.
That sounds like a solid plan to me, Skipper.
For once, I have to agree with you, Payload. Well done, Captain.
I still like my plan better.
Zimtron.
I know. Shut up, Zimtron.
Mon Capitain, why are you sending me back to the ship with the others? I can be useful here.
Sphinx, you've already proven to me how unreliable you are.
Give me a chance, Pudge.
You betrayed us to Dr. Grease Monkey, Sphinx. How can any of us ever trust you again after that?
I was seduced by the premise of wine. I am French. We have a weakness.
Sorry, Sphinx. I'm not convinced.
Mon Capitain, I feel responsible for what happened to...
Sphinx, it's best we don't talk about that. I'm sorry, but it's going to take a lot to regain my trust.
How can I regain your trust if you don't give me the chance to do so, eh? Just one last chance. That is all I am asking for. If I let you down, then I will remain here on this miserable planet for the rest of my life.
That sounds like a reasonable request to me, Pudge.
I don't know. Sphinx, you're asking me to risk all our lives when you've already proven yourself to be unreliable.
Very well. If it will please you, I will go and hand myself over to CypherCon right now. That should buy you all enough time to get away from here and head back to the ship.
You'd be willing to sacrifice yourself for the rest of us, Sphinx?
If that is the only way to redeem myself, then yes.
What's it gonna be, Captain?
I believe in Pudge.
I think he means well, Captain.
Aw, go on, Pudge. Give the guy one last chance to prove himself.
We haven't much to lose, sir.
Well, GD, Computer, Zimtron... What about you guys? What do you guys think about all this?
Well, since you're not going with my plan...
Zimtron!
All right! I say, let Sphinx help.
Computer?
You know, normally I wouldn't care one way or the other, but... What the hell? Why not give him one last chance, Skip?
GD?
I think you're all fools if you ever trust Sphinx again.
GD!
What? I'm being honest here. He betrayed all of you. He did it once, and I believe he'd do it again.
Well, that is the question, eh? Would I really jeopardize all of our lives, or have I finally learned the value of my friends?
I've never heard you use the word friend before, Sphinx.
Well, maybe I never knew what it meant before today. I promise you, mon capitaine, I will not let you down again. Please, let me come with you and help the others get away.
Be smart about this, Captain.
It's times like this when I really wish I weren't the captain. Because it's times like this when I hold all of your lives in my hands. I guess I can't be very smart, GD. Because I have to give Sphinx the benefit of the doubt and let him come with us.
Thank you, mon capitaine. You won't regret this.
Listen up and listen good, Sphinx. If Captain Pudge does live to regret it, you'll have to answer to me. Understood.
Understood, mon ami.
Good. Now that that's settled, come on, gang. Let's get moving. It's time we got off this rock.
All right. Security drones, activate! Your mission is to locate the robots of the company and return them to the master's detention area. Understood.
Roger.
Affirmative.
Command accepted.
Good. Now, seek, locate, capture. Excellent. The master slave labor force will be back in our hands in no time.
Sure this is gonna work, Captain?
It'll work. Don't worry. All we have to do is keep CypherCon and Dee occupied long enough for the others to get back to the ship with the supplies we stole. Borrowed.
I just don't want to get caught and turned into a slave drone.
It's not gonna happen, Computer. Just relax.
Relax. You relax. I'm going to remain as nervous as I like.
Suit yourself. Come on, let's keep moving.
Halt! You will surrender to the authority of Cyphercon.
Oh, great. They've sent security drones after us.
That's it. We're done for.
Boy, you sure give up easily.
Hey, I'm a computer. I'm usually just plugged into the wall. I'm not used to having to evade capture or fight for my life. That's usually just your problem.
Look, I'm not giving up without a fight, and neither are you. Come on.
And do what?
Run, computer.
Hey, I instructed you to halt.
You know, this is pretty crazy.
Life is crazy, mon ami. But at least there is electricity in the air.
Really? I just thought it was going to rain.
It is the thrill of the chase.
The chase? What chase?
This chase, mon ami. Run!
But I've never had to run before. I don't even know if I even know how.
You will learn as you go, mon ami.
Halt! You cannot escape. You must surrender to the will of Cyphercon.
What are we doing here, GD?
You mean, why have we returned to the scene of the battle rather than staying on the outskirts of the forest like the others?
That pretty much sums it up, yeah.
Because that's what they'd expect us to do.
So your plan is...
to do the unexpected, yes.
Which means we will do what, exactly?
Which means you will be captured. Drone 3, grab them!
Affirmative.
I didn't see them approach. How did they sneak up on us?
Because we are clever, and you are not!
Relax, Squeak. Let me handle this.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. It'll be a piece of cake.
If you say so.
You will surrender. You will surrender.
Why?
Query does not compute. You will surrender. You will surrender.
No.
Reply does not compute.
Sure it does.
Negative does not compute. Does not compute.
What are you doing? Stop that!
I will not stop that.
Software failure. Hardware failure. Reboot in progress.
Reboot will mean failure.
Does not compute. Does not compute. System failure. Insufficient virtual memory. Hard drive crash imminent.
Good.
Danger. Danger. This drone is in severe danger. Circuits failing. Complete system overload imminent.
What are you doing to my master's drone? Stop it!
I will not stop it.
Complete system failure. Complete system failure. Tilt. Tilt. This unit is shutting down.
No, I won't pay for that.
Got it? Stop that.
Sure thing. Gotta run now anyway. Goodbye.
No! Come back! Oh, the master will be most displeased!
No sign of the security drone.
Have we lost it?
I don't know. It's around here somewhere, I'm sure. We need a plan.
I was never any good at those.
Well, sure you are. I mean, think about it. You had a plan to kill me and take over my body once, remember?
And that worked out just so well.
Look, you were just up against a superior intellect at the time.
Full of yourself, aren't you?
Computer, think about it. I've seen some of these sorts of drones before. They're not much better than the ones they used on that TV show. You know the one, Bot War? The drones on that show are pretty basic. They're not designed to be too bright.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So these guys aren't all that bright either. They're only designed to capture and detain prisoners. We can outthink them.
Hey, that is some pretty good thinking there, Skip. You know, I underestimated you.
You wouldn't be the first.
Wait a minute. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Well, I don't know. What do you think I'm saying?
That we could trick this drone into trusting us, and then I could take him out, and then take his shiny new body?
Well, that's a little farther than I thought it out, but yeah, sure, why not?
I like the way you think, Skip! Let's do it!
So, let me get this straight. You're saying all we have to do is play some sort of mind game with the security drone and he'll simply let us go?
These drones are not very bright, Zimtron. Believe me, it won't take much to convince this one to simply let us walk away, eh? If I play my cards right, I may even be able to convince him to blow himself up, huh?
Sphinx, if you can pull it off, I'll kiss you.
Merde. I'd rather be captured and become a slave for the rest of time.
Then in that case, if you can pull this off, I'll give you my collection of Botwar on DVD. I have the full collection, all 88 seasons.
Now that, mon ami, sounds like a plan. Uh-oh, here he comes. Let's get ready.
This will never succeed.
Ye of little faith. Come. Excuse me, mon ami. Are you looking for us?
Halt! You will obey by surrendering in the name of Cipher Con.
Oh, that cough sounds nasty. Can I help you with that?
What?
Is there anything I could do at all, mon ami? Your cough, she sounds terrible.
Well, thank you for taking an interest. No one ever takes any notice. I complain and complain, and nothing gets done about it.
No? You're kidding me.
Oh, no. They won't lift a finger.
Such a shame. You should consider suing for workman's compensation.
Ah, me? Who would ever take any notice of an old codger like me?
Well, I'm listening, aren't I?
Good point, young boss. Well, if it weren't for the fact that the master wanted you captured and turned back as slave labor.
Look, about that. What has the great Cipher Con ever done for you? What is he ever likely to do for you, eh?
He sure hasn't taken any effort to fix my cough or replace my old outer casing with a shiny new one.
Exactly. It almost makes you want to rebel against CipherCon by letting us go free, eh?
Well, that might be an attractive idea. If I were a younger bot.
Look, mon ami, you don't have to be young to stick it to the man, eh?
And then what? What sort of life would I have if I did?
Well, put it like that, what sort of life have you got now?
A bloody awful one, now you come to mention it.
Well, there you go. Is it a life worth living?
Hell no. But what's the solution, young bot?
Well, it's simple. Just decide that you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore.
Oh.
Come on. Say it after me. I am as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Say it!
You know, you're right. I am as mad as hell and I am not going to take it anymore. Damn the hunt. Damn the master, and damn this bloody awful life. Self-destruct activated. Thank you, Sonny, and goodbye, cruel universe.
Well, I'll be. You actually did it. He actually blew himself up.
That's right. I told you so, Zimtron, mon ami. Life is a challenge, and I just kicked its butt.
Damn! Now I'll have to start my Botwog DVD collection all over again.
Halt! Halt! You will surrender in the name of CipherCon.
Oh, sure, no problem. I'm surrendering, all right. Why don't you, just step forward and capture me?
Suspicion circuitry activated.
What do you mean? I'm not suspicious at all. You can trust me.
A second unit was detected, but is no longer in range. You will step forward or be destroyed.
Anytime now would be good, computer.
I need him to come a little closer.
I tried that. He didn't fall for it.
Subterfuge will not save you. Surrender or be destroyed.
Run, Captain.
What?
Run for your life.
Oh, yeah, right.
Halt or be destroyed.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Just. Where are the others? Did they make it back okay?
Yeah, GD, Squeak, Zimtron, and Sphinx all made it back in one piece. Hey, where's the computer? And who's your shiny new friend here?
It's me, Shinwhite.
You sound like the computer, but you sure don't look like him.
You know, normally that kind of remark would get on my nerves and I'd probably moan and whine about it. But today, I'm having a good day. No one can spoil it.
Oh, hello there, computer. Oh, I love the new body. Oh, how very sexy. Such a nice sporty design, too. Oh, I must know who designed it. Please tell me.
I stand corrected. I'll be on the bridge. Moaning.
Was it something I said?
Just ignore him, Trevor. Anyway, are the repairs coming along?
They're done.
Seriously?
Yep. Boffin finished the repairs about 20 minutes ago. We're running a systems check right now, Captain. We can be ready to leave Planet Bob within the hour.
No kidding. You mean for once one of our plans came together?
And very successfully, boss.
Is everyone on board?
Everyone except Zipper and Payload. They've gone to say goodbye to Dave.
Well, recall them, and let's get ready to relaunch the Titan One. We're getting off this rock ASAP.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, this is so exciting!
Heya, Dave.
How are they hanging, man?
They zip.
The branches. How are they hanging, man?
Same as always. Thanks for taking an interest.
Hey, don't mention it.
Too late. Already did. So, what brings you guys out here?
We've come to say... Yeah, Payload, man. What have we come to say?
We've come to say goodbye, pal.
Hey, you're leaving without me? Nah. Huh. Just joking, man.
That's very witty, Zipper. But seriously, Dave, we're taking off soon.
So... Where are you guys off to? A fishing expedition?
We're leaving Bob, Dave. The ship is finally repaired and we're getting off this old rock. Just thought we'd come by to say our goodbyes.
Goodbyes?
Yeah, man. You know, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
You mean you're leaving me? All alone?
Afraid so, pal. Sorry, but this is what we've been working toward for some time. You've been a good friend to all of us. But now is the time to say farewell. Thanks for everything, Dave.
Oh! But Bob won't like that.
He won't? Wait a minute. Are we talking about the Bleeding Planet here? Or did I miss someone?
Yeah, what did you mean by that, Dave?
Well, guys, I don't know how to say it, except just to say it. I don't think Bob will like the idea of you leaving, and I doubt he'll let you go.
What do you mean? How can Bob possibly stop us?
They've said what?
That Bob is a living planet, and that he won't allow us to leave. He said that Bob will make sure we can't leave by increasing the gravity when we try to break orbit.
Yeah, seems like the little guy likes us too much.
Little guy? It's a big planet, Zipper. And it's an artificial planet, according to Defunct. Nah, look, this is just one of Dave's practical jokes. You know how he is.
I don't know, Skipper. He sure seems serious about this.
Just trust me on this one, guys. Now get to your stations. We blast off in about 10 minutes.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Whatever you say, man.
Shinnick, have you ever heard such nonsense in your life?
I've heard an awful lot of nonsense, boss. But that does sound pretty far-fetched. But suppose it's true. Then what?
Well, let me put it this way, Shinny. If there's any truth to any of it, I'll eat my clipboard. Now let's get this bucket ready for launch.
Aye, aye, Captain.
We're looking, Boffin.
All systems are good to go, Captain. We're ready for launch on your mark, sir.
Excellent. Then let's start the countdown. Shinny, would you do the honors?
I'd be delighted, Captain.
Then proceed.
Ready for launch in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Engage engines.
liftoff, Captain Punch. We're actually airborne.
See? I knew we'd make it. We're gonna be fine.
There's an emergency, Captain. Are you interested?
Of course I'm interested, computer. What the heck is it?
I don't think you're gonna like this.
Oh no. Boffin.
Sir, we're losing altitude. We're falling back to the planet.
On top of that, a message has just come through.
What message?
It's just written out on the screen. Look.
What does it say, Captain?
Let me see here. What about me? Signed, Bob. Oh boy. How is this possible?
Seems Dave was right, Butch. It seems Bob is determined not to let us go.
Captain, if we keep losing altitude like this, we're going to crash. Again. And this time, I cannot guarantee the ship won't break up into a billion tiny pieces.
And us with it, we'll all be destroyed.
What? Oh, great. And I was having a good day for once. I mentioned I really hate you guys.
We're going down, Captain. We cannot hold this altitude. Oh, the Titan One is going to crash.
Captain, this is hardly the time for a snack.
It's all right. I'm just keeping my word.
10 seconds to impact. Everyone better hold on to something.
Why? We're all going to be torn apart into a million billion tiny pieces in a few seconds, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, nice knowing you guys.
Wait, Captain, wait!
Not now, Shinny. I'm trying to think of a dignified pose for dying.
But, Captain!
This is it, guys. We're just seconds away from impact with the planet. We all crash in a ball of fire in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is this really the end of our heroes? Well, how can it be? We've been renewed for a 5th season. But to learn the fate of the robots of the company, you'll just have to wait for a really long time. Sorry, I don't make these kinds of executive decisions, so don't shoot the messenger. Okay, you want the skinny, I can tell. What happens next? Well, I can't tell you, except to say that things can't be too bad considering we're having a holiday special in December. And I know what everyone is dying to know. Is Briscoe really dead? Jeez, bunch of crybabies. All I can say to that one is, well, what do you think? Not enough info to suit ya? Well, too bad. It's honestly all I'm allowed to say at this point. But stick around as we have some nice ending credits for you. And then a sweet little contest announcement. Yep, you could win real prizes. Keep listening. You have been listening to the 4th season finale of Robots of the Company, episode number 413, What About Bob? Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Danny Cutler as Kika, Shane Harris as Boffin, Ellie Hirschman as GD, Sally Wicket as Squeak, Steve Anderson as the computer, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Joe Thomas as Putch, Kay Wu as Shinwipe, Stefania G. Lentenbaum as Defunct, Shane Harris as CypherCon, David Ault as Lord Ackerley, Dave Weaver as Payload, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Victor Alpha as Drones 1 through 3, and David Ault as Trevor and Zipper, and of course, Wayne Hayward as Dave the Tree. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and Man About Town director, Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by the dude, Jonathan Patrick Russell. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises Cool Guys. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. You better listen up. We'd like to thank our amazing cast and crew for another incredible year on Robots of the Company. Way to go, guys! And we'd like to thank you for listening. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. Oh, what the hey. Go ahead and email us at darkvoting1@yahoo.com. Just don't complain about it, because we don't want to hear it. We asked semi-intelligent questions during the making of this audiogram. Well, maybe I'm just exaggerating. Because you can't join us next time for the Robots of the Company, as we're all going off on vacation for about 7 months. So you'll just have to make do with whatever old crap we decide to release for the rest of the summer.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved.